Yet another indecent act was reported yesterday in Belleville. A man walking through a parking lot with a bicycle and a fishing pole exposed himself to someone walking by. The suspect is described as a white male in his 50s, 6 foot, with shoulder-length gray hair, and was wearing a green t-shirt, green shorts, and a khaki ball hat. He was last seen getting on his bike and riding south on Pinnacle Street. Several officers were dispatched to the area, but the man was able to get away. Anyone that may be able to identify the man or has any information is asked to call Belleville Police or Crime Stoppers. There will be a public meeting at City Hall tonight concerning the future use of the Memorial Arena. Creative future uses of the arena that are representative of its present condition, design, and configuration will be discussed. The meeting runs from 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. tonight at City Hall. A string of attacks has hit southern Israel. Jordana Miller reports from Jerusalem.
Police officials here say gunmen in a private car pulled out automatic rifles and fired on an Israeli passenger bus heading south to the resort town of Eilat. At least 9 people were injured. A few are reportedly in serious condition. The assailants then attacked a second bus and a private car in the area. We're told there are a number of fatalities, but we're waiting for more details. 3 of the suspected Palestinian militants have now been reportedly killed, but one is still on the loose. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
A Sterling woman was arrested and charged last night for impaired driving. Belleville police got a call involving a hit-and-run collision in a North Front Street parking lot just before 9:30. The vehicle was pulled over a short drive from the parking lot, and the driver showed signs of impairment. 24-year-old Carla Walker from Sterling will appear in court next month. The provincial government is helping the Nestle Canada plant in Trenton expand its operations. Northumberland Quinty West MPP Lou Rinaldi says $1.5 million from the Rural Economic Development Program will support Nestle's $20 million expansion plan. The new production will create 28 jobs at the facility, which currently employs 300. Nestle produces frozen dinners at the Trenton location. The federal government has released a list of 32 people wanted on a Canada-wide immigration warrant. Public Safety Minister Vic Taves says they have been convicted of serious crimes and face deportation. Taves says the public is being asked for help in finding them.
In response, we are adding their names to the wanted by the CBSA list and turning to the public to help locate those persons and make their whereabouts known to immigration authorities.
Last month, the government released a list of 30 suspected war criminals said to have entered Canada illegally. There were some complaints of slow-moving traffic on Highway 37 yesterday, mostly due to the Hastings County plowing match. But Central Hastings OPP say things moved along quite smoothly. They are asking drivers to be patient and avoid the area if possible again today as the plowing match in Tweed continues. A second break and enter to the Petro-Canada gas station and convenience store in Rossmore has been discovered, similar to the first break-in which occurred on Saturday. A side window was smashed and the suspect reached in and took chewing tobacco and cigars. Anyone with information on these crimes is asked to call Prince Edward OPP or Crime Stoppers. A sentencing hearing will be held today for a New Brunswick man convicted of abducting a 55-year-old woman, sexually assaulting her, and keeping her prisoner in his Moncton home for nearly a month. Kevin Bissett has that.
A jury found 63-year-old Romeo Cormier guilty of kidnapping, forcible confinement, sexual assault, assault with a weapon, robbery, and uttering death threats. The woman testified Cormier grabbed her at knife point in February 2010 outside a shopping mall and that she was held in a room and sexually assaulted until escaping nearly a month later. Cormier told the court the woman wanted to be with him and had enlisted him to kill her husband. Judge Zoelle Dion will hear sentencing arguments from the Crown and defense, as well as victim impact statements before imposing sentence. Kevin Bissett, The Canadian Press, Moncton.
The Vancouver Police Force says it's being thorough in its investigation of June's Stanley Cup riot for a reason. Chief Jim Chu is brushing off those who compare his investigations to those in Britain and criticize his force for not yet laying a single charge. British police have made more than 3,000 arrests in last week's mayhem, and London police have laid charges against 1,000 suspects. But Chu says Vancouver investigators are being meticulous with their probe to ensure they get convictions. And the jaw of a 272-kilogram great white shark caught in the Bay of Fundy will be put on display at a Halifax museum next month. It's all that's left of the massive predator, which became trapped in fishing wire earlier this month. John Gillen, the curator for the Nova Scotia Museum of Natural History, says he was asked to identify what kind of shark it was.
I was sent a couple of pictures of the fish, and I could see from the triangular teeth that it was a white shark. And we managed to get the head off it. And from the head, we're extracting the jaws.
Gillen says the catch is significant because aside from the rare sighting, there's been little physical evidence of great whites near Nova Scotia. That's 91X News 2-1205. Sports is next.
Discover Amain Affair, a relaxing professional hair salon experience. Whether you're a classic, trendy, or something in between, the stylists at Amain Affair will work with you and your desires to create the beautiful mane you deserve. For a style that suits you and your hairstyle dreams, go to Amain Affair. Check out their photo album at amainaffair.ca. That's AmainAffair.ca. Call 962-2159 at 59 Pinnacle Street South, just below Dundas Street in Belleville.
At Amain Affair, your hair is our passion.
A pair of struggling CFL teams meet at Rogers Centre tonight. The Toronto Argonauts will try to snap a six-game losing streak. They will face another 1-6 team in the Saskatchewan Roughriders. BC visits Edmonton tomorrow in the only other CFL game on tap this week. Brandon Morrow got to pitch in Seattle for the first time since the Mariners traded him to Toronto before last season, and he made the most of it. Morrow allowed a run on three hits and struck out a season-high 12 over six innings in the Blue Jays' 5-1 victory. Toronto will send ace Ricky Romero to the mound tonight as they start a series in Oakland. The Athletics counter with Trevor Cahill. David Price pitched eight crisp innings as the Tampa Bay Rays held the Boston Red Sox to three hits for the third straight game in a 4-0 win. Price says he had good command of his pitches.
I felt pretty good with everything. And the thing that did open up everything for me, I feel like, was I put my fastball. I was locating it in, and I was locating it away. And my changeup as well. And this, my last two starts is the best my changeup's been.
San Francisco closer Brian Wilson has a date today with Dr. James Andrews, who performed Tommy John surgery on him in 2003. Wilson is going to have Andrews examine his ailing right elbow. Wilson has a 6-4 record with 35 saves this season. Commissioner Gary Bettman expects the NHL will review its substance abuse and behavioral health program following the deaths of two players over the summer. Winnipeg forward Rick Rippon and New York Rangers tough guy Derek Bugard both spent time in the program, which is run in conjunction with the Players Association. Rippon died Monday at his off-season home in Coleman, Alberta, where an RCMP official said a call was answered for a sudden and non-suspicious death. Bugard died in May due to an accidental mix of alcohol and the painkiller oxycodone. Plaxico Burress had his first significant practice workload with the New York Jets, participating in about a dozen team drills after being limited by a sprained left ankle. Burress says it all went well.
I really felt great. I didn't feel any limitations as far as me running and cutting. You know, I was doing just about everything that, you know, my mind was telling me to do, just reacting, you know, not even really thinking about the ankle.
Burress signed with the Jets on July 31st after serving 20 months in prison on a gun charge. He was limited by the ankle, which he sprained while running routes 2 weeks ago. And ESPN analyst and former Toronto Raptor Jalen Rose has been released from a suburban Detroit jail after serving time for drunk driving. Rose was released this morning after 16 days behind bars. He crashed his SUV in March after drinking six large martinis. Rose had a 13-year career in the NBA, including three seasons with Toronto. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports 91x weather. A chance of showers and a thunderstorm this afternoon. A high of 26. Mainly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers early this evening and a risk of a thunderstorm. A low 14. Sunny tomorrow, a high 26. And the weekend is shaping up to be a nice one. Saturday's looking sunny, a high 28. And sunny skies on Sunday, a high 24. At 12:08, it's 25 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.